Like many Wallowans, you probably have heard of the town's labor camp. Located on the west side of Highway 125, right before the Washington-Oregon border, only 12 minutes away from Main Street. This title might make anyone uncomfortable. You think, a prison? Actually, it's a housing community for farm workers and their families. The camp was established in 1941, repurposing World War II barracks with concrete floors and old refrigerators to serve as housing for the workers and their families. A 1971 Union Bulletin article called Labor Camp Deterioration and Discontent featured photographs of the conditions of the camp. Leaky roofs, rotting floors covered with linoleum, torn screens, exposed light switches, damaged and dirty shower floors, and the list goes on. A nearby sewage swamp created an unbelievable stench. Since workers received low wages, the housing was cheaply rented. Maintaining the camp was difficult because of the little income made from rent. There were a couple newer units, but because of the desire to stay in Walla Walla, the camp was at full capacity year-long. All these problems troubled the camp's residents and are out of sight from the rest of the town. The camp's residents felt isolated from the town, as if they're being segregated into a colony. But also they faced a stigma because of their address. They complained of discrimination since they were unable to apply for loans or were rejected for other occupations. They were immediately deemed as unqualified because of where they live, the idea of what the camp is, and who lives there. Not only was the quality of housing a huge issue, but how the conditions of the housing altered the town's perspective of migrant farm workers. Many of the workers expressed a desire for their children to become educated and never have to work on the farm, which many note as the hardest work ever with the worst pay. Because it's hard labor that not even the unemployed would do, the people with this job were poorly looked upon. All the residents wish for is simply good, low-rent housing for everyone without the economic or class stigma that has been attached to the facility. The most challenging part is the town's acceptance that low-wage workers deserve quality living as well as good working conditions. Since 1971, the camp has improved, adding recreational areas and bilingual programs. The camp's management pushed for a name change in 1997 to better reflect the quality of housing and to make it sound more residential. Although the camp to this day is still known as Walla Walla Farm Labor Camp, the central street running through the camp has been recently changed from Labor Camp Road to Farmland Road.